conditional use number 2396, Noel Bowman.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a personal training and martial arts school to be located on a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.23 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northeast side of Wilgus Cemetery Road, which is Sussex County Route 381A, approximately 0.42 mile west of Bayard Road, which is Sussex County Route 384. The 911 address is 34615 Wilgus Cemetery Road, Frankfurt, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 6, Parcel 115.08. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of a staff analysis. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the property survey. We have a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of the property deed. And I would note that we have received zero comments and one mail return. Thank you.
I have cinnamon too. All right. Is there someone here representing this application? Yes, sir. Come on up. Okay, if you would state your name, please.
Hello, I am Noel Bowman. I live on 34615 Wilgus Cemetery Road, Frankfurt, Delaware.
Okay. Now, you've heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Is there anything you would like to add?
Just simply that the reason we wanted to convert this property is because previously we were renting and our school was in Ocean View, Delaware, behind a physical therapy office.
Okay.
We've trained and currently trained law enforcement, the local law enforcement, and also state, and have trained the last year trained the seasonal police for Bethany and Dewey. And so basically we sold our house in Millville and bought this property in hopes to live and work in the same spot. Okay. So we wouldn't have to pay that extra rent anymore.
No, I understand that. Yeah, fair enough, yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about the general area here?
It's wooded. It's all woods. The road isn't, it's traveled, but it's not, there's not heavy traffic on it at all. Right across the street, we have a neighbor right next to us, and then we have an acre plus of woods next to us, and then the neighbor's on the other side. And then there's not much out there. I know there's a down the street on the intersection there of Honeysuckle and Wilgus, there is a business there, and there's another one, I think, across the street, an electrician, right there across the street. The business on the corner there is two giant, humongous pole buildings, and he does personal training there.
All right, well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Mears.
I got a couple questions just to get on the record.
Yes, sir.
And one of them might be obvious. The answer may be obvious. There's no firearms discharged on this property, correct?
No.
Okay. No. It's just off classroom training.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Correct.
What would be your hours of operation?
So the hours of operation... in the morning, we do one-on-one personal training, so it could be anywhere between, we could either start at 7 a.m. or between 7 and 9.
Okay.
And it's usually only, because it's both my wife and I, so at the most there's four people in a room.
Okay.
Two of us trainers and the clients. And then... we're done with the personal training typically by not later than lunchtime.
Okay.
And then I tell everyone I work split shift every day. So around lunchtime, we're done. And then the martial arts classes start at 5:30, or I might start at as early as 3:30 because I might have a personal training client right before the classes.
What would be the latest you would do the training?
The latest I stay open, the last class ends at 8:30.
Okay. How many people come to the large classes?
To large classes? The most I've counted so far is about 12.
Okay. And you have ample parking?
Yes.
Okay. How many cars can you accommodate?
Let's see. We made little parking spots for people, and I think there's about 11 or 12 of them.
Okay. Would you like a sign?
Yes.
Would you like a lighted sign?
Possibly.
Okay. All right.
I think now, man.
Yeah. I think that's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Wingate.
I think just a couple more things for the record. You did the hours, but did you do the days?
No, I didn't.
So the days of operation?
Days of operation is Sunday through Friday.
Sunday through Friday.
But Sunday is only in the morning, and that's it.
Okay.
And Friday, we're done early, too. We're done no later than 5.
Okay.
Friday, so.
Oh, that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So, Stevenson? Mm-hmm.
Nope. Those are the main things.
Mr. Hopkins?
I think it's great. I think, you know, whatever we can do to accommodate you guys. I think it's great. I think whatever we can do to accommodate healthy physical exercise and self-defense is great. I really appreciate what you're providing for the community. I just wouldn't limit him to 6 days a week, you know, in case he wants to do something on, have an event or something on a Saturday. Yep, that's it. Thanks.
One more note. This for the women of the panel. We do once a month a free women's self-defense. Just saying. Just putting that bug in your ear.
Okay. All right. Staff, anything? No,
for me, thank you.
I'm sorry I missed it. I was taking notes. What was the latest hour that you provide the service?
The latest hour I'm open is 8:30.
8:30 in the evening? Okay. Okay. Thanks.
I got kids, man. They got to be go to bed. You know?
Okay, I just want to ask you a couple things. It might sound a little silly, but we need to get it on the record. Are there any activities that produce any excessive noise?
No.
Okay. Do you have any outside storage of any kind?
Storage?
Yeah.
There's three sheds and this big, huge. It used to be big metal building for a RV.
Those buildings are on the site now.
Yes.
But what I mean is, associated with your business, do you have any outside storage?
Oh, associated with a business?
Yeah,
no.
Like where you would have things stacked up where your neighbors could see them and so on, where they might be. I mean, I wouldn't think so, but I have to ask you.
I do. Well, the neighbors don't see them, but I do have big tractor tires behind the pole building right next to the creek there.
Okay.
That's it.
So do they flip the tire? They run up there and flip the tires?
That's right.
But you don't do the Navy SEAL speaker thing where you're yelling at them through the speaker so they wake the neighbors up at 7 o'clock in the morning?
No. The neighbors are louder than me. Okay. I tell you, they set off fireworks 3 hours at night. I'm like, what are you doing?
We'll see. There might be
watching.
There might be one or two of them here. We're going to find out. Okay, that's all the questions I have, sir. Thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody who has an interest in your application.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. Okay, is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2396, Noel Bowman? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Operator, is there anybody standing by electronically who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2396, Noel Bowman?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Who We have Ashley on the line. Ashley, your line is open.
Hi, my name is Ashley. I'm an employee with Sussex County, just testing the line.
Great, we hear you loud and clear. Thank you, Ashley. Operator, is there anyone else standing by? We always have to test the line.
If there is anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, no one else on the line wishes to speak.
Okay. Commissioners, any further questions?
Thank you.
All right. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.